On the same day the jury decided Bernie Ebers' case, the Securities and Exchange Commission filed new cases against other former executives. These new lawsuits target the former CEO and other leaders of Quest Communications. Regulators say they defrauded investors by overstating the company's growth starting in the late 1990s. NPR's Jeff Brady reports from Denver.
The SEC has been investigating Quest for the better part of 3 years. Last October, the agency settled fraud charges against the company for $250 million. Quest admitted no wrongdoing. Now investigators are going after the individuals who allegedly cooked the books at the company, most notably former CEO Joseph Nocio. Mimi Hull couldn't be happier with this development. She heads the Association of U.S. West Retirees. Quest bought U.S. West in 2000. Hull says her members lost a lot of money when Quest's stock price tumbled from more than $60 a share to about $4, where it sits today.
There was a team of greedmongers, if you would, who got the company to this state and ran off with many ill-gotten gains.
The SEC estimates Quest executives named in the lawsuits earned about $300 million during the 3 years the agency says the company inflated its numbers. Those numbers were issued at the end of some high-flying years for many telecommunications companies. Leading the way at the time was WorldCom. Industry analyst Scott Cleland says now it's known that company was defrauding its investors.
Everybody was feeling pressure because WorldCom was maintaining spectacular numbers when other people were struggling to. I guess one company's fraud probably encouraged others to bend the rules as well, to keep up.
In Quest's case, executives are accused of setting up deals with other companies to swap fiber optic capacity. Based on that and other accounting maneuvers, the SEC alleges Quest executives improperly reported more than $3 billion in revenue. Former SEC investigator Carr Conway says Quest executives got into some legal gray areas, but Conway says it's clear some of what the company was doing was wrong.
I think most of the things that the commission will go after will be those not-so-gray areas, and based on what's been alleged in the public record, there's a number of these areas that are not so gray.
Former Quest CEO Joseph Nocio's attorney, Charles Stillman, issued a written statement saying his client did nothing wrong. Stillman says the SEC is unfairly blaming Nocio and others at Quest for, quote, the results of a widespread industry downturn in a deteriorating economy. Stillman says his client looks forward to being vindicated. The lawsuits filed Tuesday are civil actions. The SEC doesn't have the authority to file criminal charges. The U.S. Justice Department, on the other hand, does, and still could. At Quest headquarters in Denver, the company didn't have much to say about the latest development. Spokesman Bob Taves read a one-line statement.
Any allegations that concern conduct at Quest relate to events that took place many years ago. The company is focused on its future.
Joseph Nocio left Quest in 2002. Since then, the new CEO, Richard Notebaert, has succeeded in keeping the company out of bankruptcy. Now Quest is involved in a bidding war to take over another telecommunications company with a troubled past, MCI, formerly known as WorldCom. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.